It is Wednesday morning, and of course, I have Kara Esslinger in here in studio with me. I did pronounce that right, didn't I?
You did.
How you doing this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
I am good, and of course, Kara does a lot of things, especially for the city of Childersburg. We're going to get into that, but I want everyone to learn a little bit about her, the person. Tell us a little bit about, where'd you go to high school?
I graduated at Coosa Valley Academy.
But you did go to Chillsburg some.
I did.
Okay. And then furthered your education?
I did. I went to Central Alabama Community College in Chillsburg for a few years, and then I ended up transferring and graduating at Gadsden State Community College.
Yeah, of course. And a lot of people go to Gadsden State. It's a great school. And I've known a lot of people in and around the Sylacauga Chillsburg area that have gone to school up there. Okay, so you're married. Tell us a little bit about your husband.
His name is Lee, and we've been married since 2021. We dated for about, by the time we got married, we were together 6 years before we got married.
Youngins, I'm here to tell you. I'm glad though. Now, is he a local?
He is.
Okay, he went to school where?
He ended up going to, he went to Childersburg too. Yes.
Okay. So, and what does he do?
He is a painter. He works at Alabama Power right now.
Okay, so good deal. And Kara has recently, I don't know how much she's going to tell everybody about it because I don't know, she got kind of thrown into the fire with the Childersburg Chamber of Commerce. She is now our, I guess, events coordinator.
Yes, sir. Events and tourism manager.
And if you went to Friday night's Stars Over Childersburg, you saw Kara there, but all of that was put together basically by Kara and, of course, Maddie.
Of course. I could not have done it without her.
And we're going to talk about that event coming up here in a little bit. But you also own a business in Childersburg. Tell us a little bit about that.
I own Fair to Midland Gifts and Boutique. We opened up in November of 2024, I believe.
And going well?
It's doing pretty good. Yes, sir.
Could always do better.
Of course.
But you've also been on our sports at Radio Alabama.
I have.
And, of course, hope you're going to do that again with us. But Childersburg sports, it's time for that, believe it or not. Can you believe that the first football game is 2 weeks into August? We're about a month away from football.
I know. Time flies.
Yeah, it really does. Well, listen, we're going to talk with Kara a little more about her business, Fair to Midland. We're going to talk about what she does at the Chamber of Commerce. But first, when we come back, I'm going to talk to her about the event last Friday night because I think it just went absolutely great, and I know she did too, and we're going to talk about that, and we're going to continue to do that in Childersburg, talking with the Mayor Ken Wesson. He says we're going to keep doing that every year. It's McCurley in the morning on this Wednesday morning. Kara Esslinger in studio with me. We're talking about Stars Over Childersburg. And one of the reasons I wanted to talk about it in the post tense is because of how well it went. I think we were blessed in a big way. And I'll tell you one thing. There was rain all around us. And we never, one time.
A little bit.
It sprinkled just a little bit. But when I tell you up just across the Coosa River, it was pouring down rain.
Yes.
So we were blessed that we didn't get a lot of rain. It was hot.
It cooled it off a little bit, though, so it did help.
Yep. But talk a little bit about what goes into doing something like that. I mean, that's a lot of hard work for you and Maddie.
It is. There's a lot of preparation beforehand. We had to get the application for the vendors and the food trucks and then contact all of those. There's a lot of things that you don't even think about that goes into it. It's like simple as trash cans, you know, like there's so much that goes into it.
And portalettes.
Yes.
I mean, you know, because a couple of people asked me, is there a place that's letting us use the bathroom? I said, well, they have portalettes here, and they didn't seem, oh, okay. Well, but there was also food. We had bouncy houses, and right behind me was the Dunkin' booth.
Yes.
John Mark, Brad,
Wesley,
I think that went over well.
It did, yeah, I think everybody enjoyed it.
Now, of course, you had a booth set up from Fair to Midland. And, of course, Maddie had her business there and things. But how did that go as far as the crowd? Was it a good night personally for you? Not as the chamber coordinator, but business-wise. Was it good?
It was, yes, sir. Yeah, and then it's always nice to do those events because even as a new business, I've been established for 2 years, but there's still a lot of people that haven't heard about me. So I love doing those events so that I can meet new people and get my business name out there even more.
And, of course, like I said, we had food trucks there. The fireworks show was phenomenal.
It was, yes. It was great.
I was glad... And you were right across from us. Mm-hmm. How about the music? Was it okay?
Oh, you did fantastic. Thank you so much.
Well, we wanted to do that. And of course, I had a playlist for the fireworks. It's actually some, you know, instrumental stuff and some stuff, patriotic music. And so it was good. I thought the crowd, I seen a lot of people that I haven't seen in a long time out there.
Yeah, I was very, very pleased with the turnout. I really was. And that's like the biggest stressor is that you do all this hard work and preparation for this big event. And then what if nobody comes? And then you've let down yourself. You know, you've let down your team. You let down all these businesses and vendors that have come out. You know, so it was just it was a huge blessing. And I was very happy with the turnout.
Absolutely. Me too. And of course, we're going to talk a little bit more in the future months about how to better Stars Over Childersburg. I know the Chamber had t-shirts that they were selling. I think that went over great.
It did. Yeah, we pretty much sold out of all of them except for just a couple of sizes, and that was it.
Yeah, well, we're going to talk with Kara a little bit more about Fair to Midland. We're going to talk to her about her business, what you can get there. How about country music? Is there a song you want to hear?
Let's play Travis Tritt, T-R-O-U-V-L-E.
That's what I stay in all the time.
I hear
Trouble.
You.
Here it is on Kicks Country. Chris Stapleton on Hit Kicking Country, Kicks 100.3 with a little Tennessee whiskey. I've got Kara Esslinger in studio with me. She is the events coordinator and what else?
Events and tourism.
See, she does more than even I know, and I'm on the board of directors for the Childersburg Chamber of Commerce, and she is a... And when I tell you, she has got great energy, she is so positive, and she's also very nice.
Aww.
And that's, you know, that's one thing I've noticed about her. And I guess I'll call her your sidekick. Maddie's the same way.
Yes.
Maddie's fabulous. She works at the Chamber. And, of course, they did a great job of coordinating and getting everything together for Stars Over Childersburg. We're going to look to that next year to be even bigger and better. Now, but I want to talk to her a little bit about Fair to Midland. I want to know how this came about, okay? How did a gift shop and boutique come about?
I just decided to one day open up a gifts and boutique store, and so my mom was getting ready to retire from nursing, and so we just went in it together and just decided to do it, and so she was like, well, what do you want to name it? And I said, we're going to name it Fair to Midland. She said, how'd you get that name? I said, well, when I was growing up, I'd always ask Granddad, how you doing, Granddad? And he'd say, oh, I'm Fair to Midland. So yep. I named it in his honor.
A lot of I call old timers. My stepdad, he uses that term all the time, Fair to Midland. So tell us a little bit about your mom. She kind of went into this with you.
She did, yeah. So she was a nurse, and she was also the administrator of Silicaw Health and Rehab, and then she moved, like, she started working in Pell City as well. And we just decided to go in it together. She was getting ready to retire, and I was coming out of my career of court reporting, and then just decided to do it together.
Well, I met your mom the other night at the event. Sweet, sweet lady.
She
was enjoying the music and enjoying the crowd, and it's so great not only when you do life with somebody, but you can do business with them as well.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just great. Now, tell us where Fair to Midland is for people that don't know.
We are located in downtown Childersburg. The address is 705 First Street Southwest.
And, of course, your hours of business, you're open pretty much every day except Sunday.
Pretty much. Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, and Saturday, 9 to 2.
Tell us what the average and I don't care if they're average or not, but what can the person expect when they walk in the door to Fair to Midland? What are they looking at? What are they looking for?
Well, I hope that they get welcomed with a sweet smile and a, hey, how are you doing? We try to welcome every single customer as soon as they walk into the door. It's very important to us. But we have a lot of gifts. We have women's clothing, purses, shoes. I do have, like, Bibles and devotionals and just all kinds of different gift ideas, candles. We do have Tyler candles as well as Sweet Grace.
Now, I got to ask you, just in case there's ever a woman crazy enough to go out with me, if I come to you and you help me with a gift for them, that would be top notch, wouldn't it?
Oh, yes.
So you would help me. You say, Dave, look, here's what you need to do. Here's what you don't need to do.
Oh, yeah.
See, Kara will help you with that. And, of course, she's been in business now for over 2 years.
2 years in November.
Okay. 2 years in November on First Street in downtown Childersburg. Childersburg is a great and growing place, isn't it?
It is, yes.
And, of course, I have so many friends there. She's also been involved with us on the sports here. And we're going to talk a little bit more about that, and we're going to talk about why Childersburg instead of maybe other places. I'll give her a chance to think about that while we play some more hit-kicking country. Is there something or somebody you want to hear?
Let's listen to Reba McEntire, the queen of country.
The queen of country music, Reba. Here she is with her biggest hit, Fancy, on Kicks Country. Kara Esslinger in studio with me. We're talking Fair to Midland gifts and boutique shop. It's on First Street right there in downtown Julesburg. Listen, when a guy, and I know you probably get mostly ladies that come in your shop, but if a guy wants to get his wife or his girlfriend a gift or something, you talked about a lot of different things. You got candles, you got purses, clothing, that kind of thing, but can they get it wrapped? I mean, can we come in there with money and leave and not have to do anything to it?
Yes. We'll probably just ask you a couple of little questions, and then we can get something together for you, and we can either put it in a bag with some pretty ribbon and tissue paper. And I do have actual gift boxes that I can put together as well.
Really?
Yes.
Now, you've also... Let me tell you something about Kara. She's very, very community-oriented. She loves doing things to help get her name out there. And of course, you've talked about donating things from time to time, little gifts to that for door prizes, things of that nature. Now, she can't do it for everybody. And of course, she wouldn't be in business very long if she did that. But people tend to enjoy your gifts.
Yes, I hope so.
Well, yeah, I mean, I know they do. Now, we talked also about the fact that Kara is the new coordinator for events and tourism for the Chamber of Childersburg, for the Chamber of Commerce. What went into you deciding to take on even more? Because that's a lot of hard work.
It is. So really, I think John Mark approached me and just said that he thought I would be a great candidate for the position. And I really wanted to help my business, but then also help other businesses, because I have a relationship, I feel like, with several business owners in the area. And so I just wanted to help do my part. You know, I wanted to help bring different events. And then if I can bring tourism to the area, then I'm helping not only myself, but I'm helping others as well. So that was the main mindset behind it, going into it.
Can I tell you something?
Yes, sir.
You're great at it.
Thank you.
You really are. I guess the one thing, you know, that when I've directed and put on several golf tournaments over the years, and a lot of them through church, and people would come up and say, you know, you have the ability, talking about myself, and I didn't believe this, but you have the ability to get people to help and do things. I see that in Kara. You have the ability to get, as Maddie as well. Now, we talked about Maddie.
She deserves all the credit, too. That girl's amazing.
She's a worker, but you guys seem to be able to get people to want to help. And that, you know, that's not a trait that a lot of people have.
Yeah, she's got a creative mindset and a great business mindset. She does a great job with the marketing as well. And so she just has an idea, and I'm just like, let's do it. You know, let's try to make Chillsburg fun, and let's bring the crowd. Let's do it.
All right. I'm going to ask you real quick. I may be putting you on the spot here, but events coming up in Childersburg. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, so this weekend, actually, July 11th, is that this Saturday?
Yep.
So July 11th, in the same area that we did Stars Over Childersburg, First Baptist Church parking lot, we're going to have Farmer's Market from 7 to 12, 7 a.m. to 12 p.m., and then we have a Childersburg Trade Day. That's going to be August 29th at the John Cox Stadium in Childersburg.
And I think, if I'm not speaking out of turn, that is a week before college football starts. So it's kind of good, because when you get into football season, events seem to take a back seat, especially early in the season. And I found out off the air that your school of allegiance for college football is whom?
War Eagle.
Thank you. I wouldn't have put it on if it would have been, well, yeah, I would have. But seriously, the farmer's market.
Yes.
And I know, do you know how many different vendors will be there?
Right now, I've got about six.
Wow. And that's a lot.
Is it?
Yeah. I mean, because they have one here in Sylacauga, just down the road at Central Park.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, they have, you know, I don't know, several each time, but it's good to have different ones, because it kind of gives you a competition thing to where things are not so expensive, but
right,
you also get good products.
Right, yeah. So I'm excited. I think it'll be good. For the first one, I'm hoping that we can, you know, have a good turnout for it as well.
All right. Well, listen, we're gonna do a fast five with Kara coming back here in a minute, but she wants to listen to some more hit kicking country. What we got coming up?
Little Big Town, Boondocks.
Hey, I love that song. Here it is on Kix. We're in studio with Kara Esslinger, and I'm going to put on a little Auburn music because she's a War Eagle fan. have you ever heard of the McCurley Fast Five? You're fixing to get it.
Bring it. I'm ready.
All right, you ready?
Ready.
That's why I like her. She said, bring it on. Bring it on. All right, first question. When's the last time you opened up a book and read it cover to cover?
All the way through?
Not at one time, but no, just in general.
Like 2 weeks ago.
Really?
Yes.
You an avid reader?
I love reading when I have the time.
What's your favorite book of all time?
Ooh, I don't know if I can answer that. There's so many. I have a favorite genre. I love thrillers.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. All right. So what's your favorite color?
Lime green.
Lime green.
Bright green.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay. I'll ask you this. When is the last time you hand washed your car?
Ooh, probably like 3 years.
Hey, I'm with you. My truck's 6 years old. I don't know that I've ever done it. I've gone through the car wash several times.
Yes.
All right. So what is your favorite type food?
Ooh, I love Mexican.
And what is your favorite Mexican restaurant?
Chewy's in Inverness.
Chewy's?
Or is it Birmingham? It's Birmingham.
Yes, same thing.
Yeah.
All right, so when is the last time Kara went to a movie theater to watch a movie?
Oh my gosh, that's been years. I honestly don't know. It's been a long time. It's
been a long time for me too. I'm about ready to take my granddaughter though.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'm about ready to take her to a movie theater. All right, so are you a dog or cat person?
Dog.
Do you have a dog?
I do. I have two.
Two? What kind?
So I have a full-blooded German Shepherd named Max, and I have an Australian Shepherd, and she's a mix, but her name is Dixie.
Dixie?
Yes.
I had a Chihuahua when I was growing up named Dixie. All right, so are you a water person as far as like outdoors, or do you swim, do you fish, you like water parks?
I do, yeah.
Which would you do if you had a choice, fish, swim, or go to a water park?
The beach.
Okay, that's all right. So, all right, so when you go to the beach, are you a Gulf Shores, Orange Beach type person, or are you Panama City?
Panama City.
Yeah.
I have friends that live there, so.
So you get to go all the time.
No, not all the time. Not like I would like to.
Okay. All right, so what is your favorite activity aside from going to the beach and not being in Fair to Midland? What's your favorite thing to do?
I love going to the gym, and I do love reading.
Okay.
Relaxing at the house, because I don't get to be at home more, you know, yep. not home a lot, so I like to be there and relax a little bit.
All right, sports. What's your favorite sport?
Probably football.
Football?
Yeah.
And, of course, you're an Auburn Tiger fan. Hopefully, we'll be a little better this year.
Hopefully.
Do you get into professional?
I don't.
I don't get into it like I used to. All right. Your favorite thing about your husband?
You did put me on the spot.
Does he surprise you a lot?
He's sweet, yeah.
Yeah.
He is.
Good deal. All right, so what is one thing growing up that you learned, either from your mother, your grandparents, whatever the case may be, what is the one thing that has stuck with you so far that you remember more than anything?
We have a strong work ethic.
Yeah, I can tell that.
Thank you.
All right. So, if Kara could change one thing in the world, what would it be? I know I put you on the spot, and I'll give you a second to think about, but if you could change politics, if you could change healthcare, if you could change money, what would you change?
Probably the hate in the world.
Yeah.
There's a lot of that.
Absolutely. We need to do away with that.
Yeah.
Well, listen, I really appreciate you coming in today. It's been fun. And, of course, we'll do it again. But I want you to tell people one more time, Fair to Midland, where it's located, and the hours of operation.
Fair to Midland Gifts and Boutique, located in downtown Schulzburg at 705 First Street Southwest. And our hours are Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, and Saturday, 9 to 2.
So we got to get you out of here and get you there. Thank you for coming in. And, hey, thank you for an incredible event last Friday night, and I look forward to working with you more.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.